Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, the host of Favor Life, where we walk through the process of there, which is the process of the faith walk, where we see God's word being proven in our lives, the place where God has called us to, unlikely people, ordinary people, by his word, by his spirit, by the blood of Jesus Christ, to something extraordinary, where he uses our lives, everyday lives, to be a blessing, be a life witnessing tool to everyone, always allowing that word that we hear, that we read, to become a part of our lives, and we apply it each and every day, and we live it, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We're seeing ourselves being changed. And as we are a blessing not only to ourselves, but to every generation and every race and every creative person who would dare to look at our lives and taste and see that our God is good, as we show them the salvation of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, and the plan of the Lord, as he demonstrates his power in a miraculous way. Thank you so much for joining me today. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Word of God, watching their lives, seeing their lives, walking through their lives, and not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but just people that God uses. And we see the word of God being proven in their life. They don't always make the right decisions, always make the right choices, don't always consult God. But because God has spoken something concerning them, we see the manifestation of that word coming to pass regardless of their failures. The word of God does not fail. So we've been looking at different things. We've been talking about mind changes and having our minds change to the things that God is telling us, and not allowing our own situation, our own flesh, our own circumstances, even time to dictate to us something other than what we're believing and hoping and know that God is going to do, that we understand that this is a now season, that God is setting up some miraculous things for his people, that we have witnessed and we've understood that we've been going through a famine. And that famine, God kind of reversed it for us. Instead of going through the 7 years of plenty, we've been going through our famine because there's getting ready to be a dynamic shift in the earth. There's going to be a shift in politics. There's going to be a shift in government, shift in corporations, shift in money and different things. And for the world, some things are going to get extremely worse, but for the church, it's getting ready to get better and better and better, because we're getting ready to see the demonstration of God's power. We're going to experience a Goshen promise, a Goshen, a season where we are blessed, and where we are and what is happening or transpiring in the world, it's not going to be what we experience, what we know, what we are tasting, what we are living, that God is getting ready to show his power, that he's allowing certain situations and circumstances to demonstrate himself. It does not yet appear, and what does not yet appear is the glory that God is getting ready to reveal on his people, in the lives of his people, but he's getting us ready. So as he's getting us ready, he's trimming away the things that fight and war against the word of God, the will of God, and our faith, the faith that says God will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. So the word of God, let us know there is a power that is working in us, for us, that is transforming everything around us. But we have an adversary who fights us with thoughts of doubt and fear, but we also have our own flesh that contends and wars against the word of God. And we have circumstances to try to speak loud against the word of God as well as the world. So we're going to this place where God is commanding the power that works in us, the word that works in us, the authority that works in us, to arise to another level, to arise to another place of faith, that even in a place where we are being tried and we are being crushed in areas, but we are being arise. There's a power, there's a word, there's a faith that is arising in us that's greater than what's going on, that our faith in God will not make us ashamed. And that's what we have to understand. We go through a season, and we go through season where our faith muscles are being stretched, but we cannot give in. We've got to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling in God, which is in Christ Jesus. We've been looking at, as I said before, the mind and the things about the mind and changing and switching our mind to not allow anything to destroy what God is commanding us to do, that we are commanding even our flesh to line up to the will of God. And you have to understand that when you look at the life of Abraham, it took courage for him to do what he did. He had to leave the familiar to go to the unfamiliar. He had to leave pagan worship. He had to leave family members. He had to leave friends. He had to leave what he was familiar with, what he was accustomed to doing. He had to leave all of that to embrace what God told him. And there are times that you're going to have to leave the familiar and embrace what God is telling you. It's not going to make sense with your natural mind and your natural senses, but your spirit man is telling you, this is the will of God and this is the plan for my life, and I hear his voice and I know his voice, and this is what he's telling me to do, and I have to trust him and know that he is going to make what he says come to pass in my life. Abraham had to have courage to do that because he was leaving the inheritance of what would have been promised to him according to the lineage of his father. The reason why God was telling him to leave it was because God himself was going to make him the father in the righteous arena of nations. So what he was going to receive could not be by flesh and blood, but by the Spirit, because what God showed him was not going to be done by flesh, but by the Spirit, by the power, by the word, and the authority of God. It was the will of God for him. And because he embraced God's will, God gave him and showed him that he was faithful and well able to make that word come to pass. And you have to understand, when God is speaking to you concerning things in your life, he is well able to make it come to pass. You don't have to help him. He's going to do it. And he might tell you to leave something that is familiar. It might be a job that you worked for and worked in for such a long time, and he's telling you to embrace either another career or start a business, and you're afraid because you know the job and you know the security of the job, but you have to walk by faith and not by sight. If the Lord is instructing you to do that, then there's a blessing that is going to come. It does not mean that you're not going to be tried. It does not mean that you're not going to face trials. It does not mean that you're not going to be tested. It just means that God has something better. And as you trust in him, you're going to be changed. You're going to be made into the image of what he's calling you for. Abraham in himself was tried by God in different areas, the testing of his faith to see if he would believe God, that God was going to do what he said, even to the point where God was letting him know that your servant is not the heir, and your Ishmael is not the heir, but I'm going to give you an heir. And he had to trust God that what God promised him was going to manifest, even though he was aged and time looked like it was against him. God was using time in his favor, because he was letting him know, with me, all things are possible. If you believe, it is possible, and you will walk in and possess what I said. And it doesn't matter about how old you are or how long you've waited or what circumstances are coming against you or what the enemy is saying or what adversaries you face. If I've spoken the word, then it's going to manifest in your life. Then you're going to have to grab your faith and walk out of the place that's familiar, walk out of the place where it wrestles with the word of God, into the promise, into the place where you say, God, yet will I trust you regardless of what I'm going through. And Abraham had to do that. He was married to the will of God. He did not have an alternative when it came to the will of God. He understood it as when he left his inheritance in the natural, that he lost out on anything that pertained to the heritage of his family. So there was no, if this doesn't work, I'm going back to my family. He understood by leaving, he forfeited the right to go back and claim any property that would have come through his family, through his father's lineage. And that's what you have to understand. When God is telling you something, you cannot afford to look back and say, well, this is my backup plan. You got to say, God, it's for you I live, it's for you I die. If you're telling me to do this, then I can't go back to the familiar. I've got to keep pressing towards the mark of the high call. I have to forget those things which are behind. I've got to forget what I know that will wrestle with where you're taking me. I've got to forget that's wrestling with what you've spoken concerning me. I've got to forget the things that come to try to challenge the word, and I've got to hold on to what you're saying and believe your report regardless of what's going on in my life, regardless of what the enemy's saying, regardless of how it feels, I've got to trust that you know what's best for me, and what you've begun in me is greater than where I am right now, and when I end up, it's going to be better, because the word says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And you have to understand that when we begin to look, and we're going to start looking in the book of Hebrews and the book of Ephesians, some things that the Lord was really showing me and allowing me to know that in this time of faith, that the book of Ephesians is just a book of Joshua, and it's a book of encouragement, and it's a book of faith. So I encourage you to go and read those books, go back and grab those books, grab Joshua, grab Hebrews, grab the book of Ephesians and begin to read them, because as you do, you're going to encourage yourself to stand and to watch God prove himself. Don't allow the circumstance in the familiar place to make you go backwards, but keep pressing towards the mark. God has something greater in store. It's not by what it looks like in the natural realm. It's what God has already spoken, and that word is already settled, it's already established, and it will come to pass. Trust God, and he's going to do it. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. The process of there, I'm Pastor Show Faxton. Join me again as we go through the process of there, walking by faith and not by sight, to the place that God has called us to. Be blessed in Jesus' name.